Well, I'm delighted to say I'm here with Kevin Watt, who is the head coach for table tennis in the Special Olympics Great Britain, heading to Antwerp for the European Summer Games. Kevin, you've got six members of your team. Firstly, before we talk about each one, what's the spirit in the camp like ahead of the Games?
Well, they're very excited. It's difficult trying to keep them on a level basis at the moment, but once we get into the training hall first day, they'll have the professional faces on and looking forward to it.
Let's just go through the athletes one by one. Firstly, Emma Hunt from the West Midlands and Wolverhampton. Tell me about Emma's qualities and what she might be looking to achieve.
This is Emma's first international games, so she's very excited and nervous at the same time, but she's got huge potential for the future as well. We've got very strong mixed doubles partnership with Jeffrey Jarvis, so we've got high hopes for the two of them to come back with a really good award.
And then we've got George Gibson from Tayside in Scotland. Tell me a little bit about George.
George is a character in himself. Apart from getting my name wrong all the time, he keeps calling me Gavin rather than Kevin. But he's getting there. George is the quiet one, a little bit quieter of the squad. But he mingles very well, and we've got a fantastic team spirit within the six other athletes.
Jeffrey Jarvis from the Northwest, but also Melton Mowbray. He switches between the two, doesn't he? Because he trains in the Northwest, but he actually hails from Melton Mowbray. Tell me about Jeffrey.
Jeffrey is actually one of my players because it's my home club where I coach. I've known Jeffrey for about 12, 14 years, and he's one of the nicest guys I've ever met. He's very quiet, he's a tremendous team player, and he does his stuff.
Tell me about Jenny Turner from Shropshire. Again, another member of your team.
Yes, Jenny's another one of my players from the crew club, South Cheshire. She gets very nervous, but she will do very well. Once she gets on the table, beforehand, in preparation, warm-up, she gets nervous. But she's been to the World Games before, so she knows what to expect this time. Hopefully she'll relax and play how we know she can play.
And Kevin, finally, our two super twins, two talented twins, Alistair and Duncan Feltham from Bournemouth on the South Coast. Tell me about the lads.
The lads are incredible guys. They are so nice, so polite. I've known them again for about 12, 14 years. Know the parents very well. They get on really well together with the team. Once you figure out who's who, then you're able to cope with them. They're very identical looking, identical in their styles of play, and they get on extremely well again with the whole team.
Kevin, just my final question to you, if I can. I know that, obviously, from a Special Olympics perspective, it's all about the athletes trying to be the best that they can be. Are there any standards, any marks that you're trying to achieve for your team whilst you're in Belgium?
The most important thing that myself and my fellow coach are looking for is for the players to play to the ability that we know they can play. If they get good rewards with medals, then that's a bonus. But the most important thing is to go out, enjoy themselves, meet new people, new experiences, and smile, enjoy themselves.
That's Kevin Watt. Thank you to Kevin, the head coach for table tennis for the Special Olympics Great Britain, heading towards the European Summer Games.